This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in LA, California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Long lead out to Brandewee. Spins, shot fake, hits it. Six-footer, Brandewee.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summerhoing, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low in the right by Mesher, twisting and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summerhoing, foul line, Jay. Good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summerhoing. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com, the Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in, and Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoing. Hoing finds an open player, open the left. And driving to the rim, Heitkamp drops it through. Hoing with a great pass. Summerhoing to Ariel Heitkamp. And the lead is swollen to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewee of Fort Loramie?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Mesher come back and play next year.
And the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls with the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Scores broadcasted the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the rack. He's got it. He's got it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer for Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favored team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York. They open up the area in the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonia. High left. Got it! Got it! Braylon Cordonia floats in a trifecta. Braden Monitor, 28. Woo! That was a bomb. That was deep.
Vince Porcher's in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, has he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders. He had a really good second half here today.
He had 10 in the second half.
Hayden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men are seniors. Wealth of talent, the three graduates, Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, and Felix Francis. They'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
You can bet Rushi under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good evening to all of you from Botkins. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee. It's boys Shelby County Athletic League night. Rushi Raiders on the road to take on the Trojans. First time around, Rushi victorious, 57-38 at home. It wasn't easy. It was 38-33 in favor of Rushi after three quarters of play. Botkins limited to 5 points in that fourth quarter. And Colin Dosick, leading scorer on the year for the Botkins Trojans at 15 points a game, was held to 2 in that first meeting between Botkins and Rushi, which is on a roll. The Raiders have won 19 games straight this year. They've got Fort Loramie and Marion Local left after Botkins. 19 in a row for Rushi, 10-0 in the SCAL. Chuck, it's amazing when I look down through these scores of Rushi games. Only once since Christmas has an opposition team come within 19 points or less of Rushi. And prior to Christmas, St. Henry was beaten by 16, Botkins by 19, Minster by 15, Coldwater by 17. Jackson Center lost to Rushi on January 24th, 50-35. That's the one since Christmas game that was moderately close, if you can call 15 moderately close. But the Raiders have beaten clubs since the holidays by 34, 26, 32, 37, 45, 32, 27, 21, 23, 32, 18. I missed one. Last outing for Rushi, a victory at Versailles on February 1st, 60-42. Just pure dominance. I think the region as a whole is a little bit weaker in boys basketball than a year ago. Rushi seems to be in most every phase of its game about as strong as the 23-24 team.
The only difference is they're not quite as deep. Last year they could throw 8 athletes at you constantly. And what they've built from the beginning of the season, when we first watched that Botkins game to start the season, they've got subs that are now starting to integrate themselves into the rotation, playing well, and that's why all of a sudden, I mean, we're not all of a sudden, look at the scores, but they have turned into one heck of a basketball team.
And Botkins is an opponent on the road for Rushi tonight, which can play Rushi close. Obviously, Colin Dosick has got to do far better than that 2-point effort he had in the first meeting against the Rushi Raiders, who will thwart anybody's leading scorer, because the defense Rushi puts on is absolutely suffocating. 19-0 Rushi, 10-0 in the SCAL. Botkins 14-4 on the year, 7-3 in the county. Trojans, like the Raiders, with 3 games left, including tonight. Or I should say 4 games left, including tonight. My mistake. League game remaining for Botkins is Houston. League game remaining for Rushi is Fort Loramie next Friday. How about that next Saturday date? Rushi hosting Marion Local. Titanic struggle. One of the best 3 or 4 teams in the state, Division 6, against perhaps the very top team in the state right now in Division 7 in the Rushi Raiders.
Absolutely. And then you look at Botkins, they've got the number one team in Division 7 tonight. They got Lima Shawnee tomorrow night, who is one of the best teams in the state of Ohio.
Botkins Trojans would like to get second place in the SCAL, or at least a share, in order to do that and be even up with Jackson Center in the standings when the campaign closes. And Botkins has to win this game tonight. Both Jackson Center and Botkins have three setbacks in SCAL action. And Botkins lost here at home to Fort Loramie. That's the stickler. That may wind up at the end of the year in the standings separating the two teams, Jackson Center and Botkins. Botkins Trojans have been getting fine play from James Steinke. He's been starting in recent weeks, and he's giving head coach Phil Groves 8-9 points a game. He's a fine rebounder, long and lanky, stands at 6'3.5". He'll probably be in the starting lineup. Interesting to note, Chuck, these two teams' leading rebounders are the guards. Borchers for Rushi, Dosik for Botkins.
Well, they're both really good athletes, and that's the reason they go inside. They got somebody maybe sometimes a little small. Dosik, not so much, but Borchers goes inside. He's stronger than the people that are guarding him.
Right.
That's the difference. And Dosik, that kid's just a monster. He plays so hard. He's fun to watch.
We've got a big shout-out we want to give. We'll do it again later. But Rushi fans down below us have alerted us that Joyce McClain in Windermere, Florida, has tuned in. She's a Rushi High School grad. So many folks in Shelby County and Rushi know her. Joyce McClain, Windermere, Florida, joining us for our broadcast online tonight. Rushi Raiders on the road here at Botkins. JV game is in the fourth quarter. Botkins leads Rushi by a score of 36-19, 17-point lead for the Botkins JVs in our preliminary contest. Fourth quarter about set to get started. Botkins JVs in the lead, 36-19 over Rushi. We'll return with more from here at Botkins in a few minutes. Jack and Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting
with a pin custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sidney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sidney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sidney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sidney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
It is the fourth quarter of our JV game. Botkins well ahead of Rushi at the halftime of the JV tilt. We had some recognition that took place as Botkins athletes who took part in state athletic events last winter and spring were recognized in swimming. Bella Busio, 100 backstroke, 10th place All-Ohio for Bella. Congratulations. Also recognized state participants in track and field in spring of the 23-24 school year. Girls 4x800 meter relay, Brittany Arnold, Addison Blendauer, Grace Gutman, Elena Mann, 6th place All-Ohio for those young ladies. Girls 3,200 meter run, Brittany Arnold took part at the state. Girls pole vault, Sophia Bajois participated. Girls discus, Jaina Metz took part. In boys discus, Colton Plyman, A.J. Spaulding in the indoor shot. Noah Schuler in the indoor shot put as well. Congrats to those boys and girls representing Botkins at state athletic events last winter, last spring. Boys tournament draw coming up on Sunday. Interesting to note, Chuck, that in the Division 7 Southwest District, Rushi is number one according to the RPI. No surprise. Layman Catholic is 2. Botkins is 3. Franklin Monroe 4. Jackson Center 5. Botkins is 3. Jackson Center 5. Jackson Center just beat Botkins by 11. A week ago, 58-47, on a night when Reed Flatfoot drilled home 27 for Jackson Center. Botkins with 4 losses, Franklin Monroe 4 losses, Jackson Center 6 defeats. Those are your teams 3, 4, and 5. Should Botkins lose tonight, the Trojans, it's forecasted, would fall to 4th in the RPI behind Franklin Monroe, which would assume 3rd. I'm guessing that as a result of the instantaneous computer RPI produced results, that tonight's games, tomorrow's games, will affect Sunday's RPI rankings and thus the order at which teams will go on the board at the tournament draw on Sunday. Rushi is 1, Layman Catholic is 2. We'll see Layman Catholic again on Tuesday. in a game at home against Northridge in a Three Rivers Conference clash. Northridge represents Lehman's only defeat so far this year. I'm not so sure, Chuck, that the strength of schedule, strength of the league or conference, the closeness of your losses, doesn't look like to me all of that is figured in well enough as it really should be.
No, I mean, no offense to Lehman, and we saw them, and they barely beat Houston, the sixth-place team in the SCAL. And that's not a knock on Lehman. They just don't play the competition that Botkins and these teams play. So,
yeah,
I'm not a fan, but it is what it is, and we'll live with it.
Now, there are four quadrants in the Southwest District, three quadrants in the Southwest District North, and you can bet Rushi will go into one of those three quadrants. Obviously, Lehman Catholic will be the second seed. They'll go into one away from Rushi, and then you've got Franklin Monroe, Botkins, Jackson Center. Will be interesting to see where they fall. They'll avoid Rushi. Somebody's going to have to jump into the one occupied by Lehman, obviously. All of that will shake out on Sunday. That's when the boys' tournament draw statewide occurs. About a minute to go here in our JV tilt. Botkins well ahead of Rushi by 16. We'll return with more from here at the Trojans Gym on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Well, both varsity teams are on the floor here at Botkins. Trojans won the JV tilt. And blue and gold down to our left, black and gold to our right. Botkins hosting Rushi here late in the season, second meeting between the two clubs. Rushi won the first one 57-38. It was a five-point game at the end of three, and then Rushi pulled away in the fourth. Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, on the air with us here on scorersbroadcast.com. Shelby County Veterans Services offers many services to vets and their eligible family members. They include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, and our on-site food pantry, just to name several. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure you receive all those benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit our website at Shelby County Veterans Services. The address, Shelby County Veterans, plural, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org, or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Francis Schulze and Rushi offers that winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components for sure. Obviously, Colin Dosick needs to have a very good game for the Botkins Trojans. He's got to have support, because you know the Rushi Raiders will put the clamps on him. Rushi will apply pressure. Raiders hope to put four, even five, in double figures. They usually put four in doubles. Good, well-rounded scoring is what the Raiders are after tonight. Those are key building components for today's game for Botkins and Rushi. They open the doors to success for these two clubs. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. Francis Schulze, known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at Lumber Dealers Home Centers and door specialists everywhere. We're back with more from here at Botkins in a few minutes. Rushi Raiders on the road taking on the Botkins Trojans here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating just west of Sydney got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full-time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son Dave some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney. We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Rushi Botkins boys here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. This is year number 100 for the Shelby County Athletic Association. Interesting factoid or two for you. Chuck, you'll get a kick out of this. Way back in March of 1925,
I was three.
100 years ago, March of 1925, Anna High School was crowned the first ever Shelby County Boys Tournament champ by beating Jackson Center 26-21. The county tournament was played at the Sydney Armory, and over the years was moved between Sydney High School on East North Street at the time, Sydney High School and Campbell Road, then to Jackson Center High School later years at the Piqua Field House. The champions were rewarded with the Silver Loving Cup. Each champion school had their name engraved on it. The Loving Cup was kept by the winning school for the year and then redistributed to the next county tournament champion.
I didn't know that they went to the field house and played.
How about all of that? 100 years being celebrated right now this year in 2025 for the Shelby County Athletic Association. The Shelby County boys basketball teams competed back in the day in 39 county tournaments. There was no tournament held in 1943 because of the war and travel restrictions. Of the 39 championships, Anna won 13, Jackson Center 8, Ushi 5, Houston 5, Green.
I love them.
Green won 3, Botkins 2, Fairlawn 2, Fort Loramie 1. I was never aware there was a Green High School that was a part of the Shelby County Athletic Association way back between 1925 and 1965. How about that?
Me either.
Rushi Botkin should be a good game here tonight, hoping so. It was a tight one for three quarters, first time around, and we'll return more. We'll check out the starters when we come back. Take a look at points per game, rebounding stats, turnovers by each club. That's all next on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts, and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal-cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Phil Groves, fourth year head coach here at Botkins, and prior to the 4 years guiding the Trojans, he was the girls' head basketball coach here at Botkins High School. And before that, he assisted Brett Meyer on the boys' side for 7 seasons. When Brett ran the boys' program, Phil was his right-hand man. And Phil Groves has done an excellent job in 4 years as the mentor of this boys' program here at Botkins High School. Spencer Cordonier, head man at Rushi. A graduate of the University of St. Francis in Fort Wayne, has totaled about 24 years or so of coaching at various levels for Spencer. 10 altogether as a head coach, 4 on the girls' side. This is year number 6 and 2 stints as the head coach at Rushi, and he does a tremendous job. Love the out-of-bounds plays implemented by Coach Cordonier. He's tough to beat. When Rushi gets the ball out of bounds below the basket, you can bet a good shot's going to be taken somewhere on the floor for sure.
Yeah, when you run the offense as well as they do, and inbounds plays, boy, I'll tell you what, you're silly if you don't have inbounds plays against zones and man, because if you run them right, you're going to score every time, or at least you're going to get a good shot out of it.
Phil Grove's teams have averaged 18-19 wins a season. This is year number four for Coach Groves, and as I mentioned several minutes ago, the Bodkin Trojans have won 14 this year. If they can get a couple more triumphs before the regular season finishes and grab a couple tournament victories, he's going to be right there at 18 again. That's his favorite number.
Well, I'll tell you what, he inherited a really good program and kept it there, and that's not an easy thing to do.
Right. We'll return with starting lineups. Everybody on their feet here at Bodkin's. Great crowd tonight. We're in the mezzanine. First row, the seats up above, right on the 50-yard line. I'm Jack with Chuck on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookin's Wings, slam dunk in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookin's family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookin's. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
I'd like to invite you to make your next play call for financial wealth to Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Wisebridge, phone 937-518-1776. Our many services include retirement planning, wealth planning, risk management, estate planning, proactive tax planning, and social security planning. To Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney on Russell Road. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776. We'll take a short break, then return. Starters for both teams next on ScoresBroadcast.com.
The Plaza Moroccans is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to cleanup, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
For the Botkins Trojans, your starting lineup is as follows. Colin Dosick, 14 points a game, 6-foot senior. Eli Fitz, 6-foot sophomore, 8 per outing. Noah Topp, 7 a game, 6-2 senior. James Steinke, 6 per contest, 6-3 junior. And Colton Kleiman in the middle, 5 points a game, a 6-foot, 4-inch senior. Rushi Raiders won the opening tap. They start the game with a Zeb Schulze foul line jumper. Swish! Right through the cylinder. He's got it out of the chute.
He's one of the ones I was talking about that has really formed into this rotation. He's having a nice season.
Zeb Schulze in the starting five for Rushi, along with Vince Borchers, Dominic Francis, Braylon Cordonier, and Benjamin York. Leading scorer on the year, Cordonier at 15, Borchers at 12.6. Here's Colton Plyman, foul line, back to the basket for Botkins. Turns, muscles up against Dominic Francis, who crams the shot. He blocked it. Away comes Borchers. Oh, look at him go. Look at him split down the lane. A terrific underhanded scoop layup by Borchers. That was phenomenal. Botkins retaliates. Noah Topp bombs away. Three-pointer, a beauty. And we're off and running, 4-3, Rushi, here in the opening 1 minute of this game. Borchers up and over the timeline, gets a screen, uses it, flips to Cordonier, outside the arc on the left. Braylon, 6'4", a senior, between circles to York. York, 6'5", a senior. Now Schulze, who has a bucket along with Borchers. Here's Borchers, trying to sneak in along the right side of the lane. He probes the middle, makes a pocket pass below the basket. It's off a Rushi player, out of bounds.
Boy, he threw that way too hard for Francis to handle.
Bodkins in backcourt. It's Colin Dosick, 6:26 to go, opening period. 4-3 in favor of Rushi. Dosick fakes right, goes left. He coughed up the ball and then gets it back. Feeds it to top, back to Dosick. Here's Pitts. Pitts zigzags, twists and turns in the paint. He's in trouble. Gets it out of there to Stanky. Now Dosick. There's the double team. Dosick is forced to deliver the ball to Stanky. That's what Rushi will do all night long. Shade a couple players and Dosick. Don't let him get comfortable. Baseline right. It's Playman on the arc to Pitts. Pitts dribble drive into the paint among blue jerseys. Blocked again by the Raiders. Verdonier storms down the floor. Gives it behind him to Schulte for a triple. It curls around the rim and comes out. Tough break. Rebounding foul. Rushi.
Well, Francis has two blocks already in the first 2 minutes of the game.
5:42 left to go here in the first quarter. 4-3 Raiders, who average only 8 turnovers per game on the year. Bodkins 10. Midcourt, Dosick on the bounce. What a battle right there. Borchers on Dosick. Top, outside the arc on the left. Playman, 16 feet away at the elbow, back to the basket. He's got a little bit of a crease drive down the left side of the lane line. Stops, head fake, banked it in.
Nice job. That's Playman. Good play.
He used patience and discipline. He made every step count, including the fake of the shot. Interception, Dosick at midcourt. A run out the other direction. Up and good by Dosick. 7-4, Bodkins. Raiders got a bit careless coming over the timeline last trip down. They don't make many mistakes on the court. That's one right there of their average of 8. They've had at least 2 so far in this game. Deep right corner, York. Baseline for Rushi. He is collared around the neck by a Bodkins defender. Foul. Bodkins 7-4. Bodkins in the lead. 4:44 to go here in the first quarter.
Come straight by the Trojans.
I tell you what, I like Bodkins' defense so far, Chuck. It's been very sticky, stingy. Inbounds pass, Rushi, deep right corner. Jackson Grojean behind the screen. Missed the long three-pointer short. Rebounded by the Raiders. But a blue jersey stepped on the line with the ball. Bodkins will bring it down. Bodkins' defense, after the first two Rushi goals, has been excellent. Outside the arc, left flank, it's Stanky. Open look for Bodkins. Long, high archer. No good. Rebounded by Rushi. Down the floor, Borchers. Steal. Taken away. Dosick ripped it free from Borchers. To Pitts on the arc on the right. He twists into the lane, loops it to Stanky. Behind him, Dosick. Borchers challenges him. Double team on Dosick. Long cross-court pass to Pitts. 7-4 Bodkins. Half the first quarter gone. Noah top free right wing. Overshoots the three ball. Airs it out. Didn't catch iron. Rebound Braylon Verdonier. Rushi hasn't scored, Chuck, in 3 minutes.
No, they got the first two baskets and then they are stymied.
Bodkins D has been difficult for Rushi to master. Baseline right. Verdonier back with the hoop. Top and Verdonier go at it. Here's a spin move. Verdonier overshoots. High off the glass. Weak side rebound. Dug off the floor by Dosick. Whips the pass ahead to Stanky. Stanky tracks it down before it goes out of bounds. Flips it to Dosick. Long cross court to Pitts. Pitts wants to go to top with a pick and roll. But Pitts dropped the ball. Gets it at midcourt. Scattered floor for a moment. Dosick to Playman. To Stanky, step back three, left wing, hits the iron, kicks to York, rebounded by Rushi. Stuck at 7-4 we are, 3 minutes to go in the first quarter, Bodkins in the lead. A drought here for the Raiders, who have not scored a point in better than 4 minutes. Into the lane, Borchers hemmed in, throws to Grojean. Grojean on the arc. Jackson, a 5'9 senior, hands to York, who slices into the lane. He puts up a running one-hander and makes it. Nice shot by York of Rushi.
Shot.
Timeout called. Raiders, 2:40 to go. Opening stanza, 7-6 Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super strip loin steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Yep, Botkins Trojans, having played Rushi once this year, having seen the Raiders on tape numerous times, have gone to school defensively. Botkins has put the clamps on Rushi here in the opening quarter. 7-6, Botkins leads. 2:36 left in the initial period. Rushi as well has played superb defense through the first 5.5 of this game. On the floor right now is Will Monin for Botkins, who made 5 threes in a game we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com a couple weeks ago. Long triple try by Pitts is off the iron, no good. Rebound Rushi Raiders, quickly down the floor to the post to Francis. He's got a cripple right in front, and it goes in and out on him. Rebound by Botkins, up ahead to Pitts. We're stuck still at 7-6. 1-point lead, Botkins. Holzkamp is in now for the Botkins Trojans. Tucker Holzkamp, 6'1 junior. Head of the circle, Steinkeen out of pitch. Rotates through the traffic in the lane. Shovel shot way up in the air off the top of the backboard. Comes down to a Raider. Here's York. Outside the arc on the left. Botkins leaves him. York guns a three off the heel. Long rebound, Dosik. It's a two-on-one break. Dosik to Monin. Baseline, 15-foot J. Skids off the rim. Neither team shooting it well. Rebound, Rushi. Knocked away, stolen by Botkins. Here's Monin, right wing. Hand off behind him to Pitts. Pitts goes to work on York. Oh, here's a telegraph pass. Easy interception, Borchers. Borchers zips the other way for an easy bucket. 8-7, Rushi.
If they're lucky, he got grabbed, too. They didn't call the foul.
Nope. It should have been an and one. 56 seconds to go in the first quarter. 8-7 in favor of the Raiders. Here's Pitts. Takes a cross-court pass. Goes to Dosik, left wing. He chucks up a three. Hits the rim. Climbs over the backboard. Bounces around off of his support up there. That's out of bounds. That's what's ruled. Correct call, Raider possession, 46 ticks on the clock, late in the first, 8-7, Rushi up one. Game started out 4-0, Rushi, then Botkins answered with 7, Rushi's answered with 4 in a row. 1-point lead Raiders, midcourt, Cordonier, you're on the bounce. He's been silent so far, threw it near side to Borchers. They clear out for Braylon, right side of the court, can't drive. It goes to Jackson Grojean. Here's Zeb Schulze, top of the circle, 25 to play, first quarter, 8-7 Rushi. Rushi is just weaving the basketball well beyond the arc at the moment. Deep right corner, Grojean out to Borchers in midcourt. Head coach Spencer Verdiner signals a play. 11, 10, 9 seconds left, opening period. Borchers 30 feet out, 20 feet away. Foul line, down the right side of the lane. A running banker got it. There's the end of the first quarter of play as Dosik heaves one off the top of the glass. 10-7 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services, is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
In the first meeting between these two clubs, Botkin scored only 38. 8 points from Tucker Holzkamp, 8 from Eli Pitts. Corey Caney came off the bench. He scored 6. Colin Dosick held to 2 in that game. 4 in doubles for Rushi. 14 each for Benjamin York and Braylon Cordonier. A dozen for Vince Borchers. 10 for Dominic Francis. I guarantee you, Chuck, Botkins will need more than 38 points tonight to win this game.
Yeah.
Trojans with possession starting quarter number 2. Colton Plyman, top of the circle. Wheels and deals down the lane. Another block shot by Dominic Francis. The ball loose in the left corner. Plyman's the first to get to it. Looks at near side to Holzkamp. He's off balance. There's block number 4 by Dominic Francis. It comes away to Rushi on this occasion. Up to Vince Borchers. He navigates the lane. Behind him to Schulze. Left side, Cordonier. 3-point lead Raiders. Cordonier spin move. He's at the elbow on the left. Doesn't shoot. Baseline left. Short corner, Borchers. Works underneath. Reach in foul, Botkins.
He stepped out of bounds.
Oh, he's off the end line.
That's 5 turnovers now for Rushi here in the first quarter in 1 minute.
And that is more than half of the total he usually commit for a game.
And Botkins has turned it once.
10-7 Rushi after the miscue by the Raiders. A minute gone here in quarter number 2. Dosick, top of the circle. Pickpocket by Borchers. He zips the other direction. He's on the loose to the rim. He's got it for 2. Bucket by Borchers. Oh, just a slide of hand maneuver by him at the top of the key. A clean takeaway. Here's Top driving the paint. Deals down below the basket to Plyman. Reverse layup using the rim as a friend. 2-pointer Plyman.
I think that Colton was sick of Francis. Did a great job of using the rim.
Francis with several blocks already for the Rushi Raiders. 12-9 Rushi. 6:22 to go, second quarter. Top of the circle, Dominic Francis puts it on the deck. Dribble drive outside the lane on the left over Holzkamp. No, in and out. Oh, look at that determination by Dominic. He got the stick back and laid it right through. 14-9 Raiders. Big field goal by Dominic Francis. He set it up with the drive to the rim. Followed his own miss and got the goal. Here is Pitts on the arc to Top. Top through the head of the key, foul line, leans in, throws right side of the floor to Dosick, who can't get a clean look. Delivers cross court to Top. Top is sandwiched. Hand off to Dosick. Far deep corner of the floor, and the ball is muffed out of bounds.
Rushi keeps this pressure on constantly, and that's what happened, I think, in the first game.
Yeah,
Botkins hung and hung. Then they just ran out of steam.
The opponent that plays Rushi has to believe that there are not 5 blue jerseys out there, but 6 or 7.
That's like when I coached the pick when we used to play Trotwood.
Yeah, it's got to be 6 or 7 Raiders on the floor. They're all over the place defensively. Oh, my goodness.
He didn't travel, but they thought he was going to.
Yeah, Benjamin York backpedaled into the lane. He slid his non-pivot foot maybe 2 or 3 times, held his ground with the pivot foot, and did not walk. That was a mistaken call.
And I think Spencer's asking about it.
Right. 5:28 to go here in quarter number 2, 14-9. Rushi in the lead by 5 over Botkins. And that was turnover 6 on the Raiders.
Yep.
Very uncharacteristic. But Rushi enjoys a 5-point lead. Botkins, hot start, but the Trojans have cooled off considerably. Here is Top on the arc. Throws baseline right to Colton Plyman. Beats his man to the rim. Shoots over Borchers. No good. Rebound Colton Plyman. Got it for 2.
Nice play.
14-11. Colton Plyman, a couple fielders here in this quarter. Dribble drive. Braylon Cordonier off balance. Down the lane. Wheeling and dealing with the left hand. Flipped it in off the window. Cordonier a bucket.
That was athletic as heck.
16-11. Rushi by 5. 4:46 to go. Second quarter. Dosick on the arc. to Steinke, 25 feet away on the left. Gets a screen from Pitts. Pitts rolls. Steinke against Cordonnier. Flips it behind him to Pitts. Now Dosik straight away. Borchers greets him. Borchers gets a mitt on the ball and shakes it loose on the deck. It's picked up by Grosjean. Outlet right corner. Francis twisting, turning. He's covered up by a Botkins player too aggressively. And a belated travel is whistled on Rushi, number 7.
I think that's the correct call. When they were thinking about a foul, no, he traveled.
Turnover city for the Raiders tonight. Unusual. Timeout, Botkins, 4:20 to go. Second quarter, 16-11, Rushi on scorersbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Well, many thanks to a proud sponsor on Scores Broadcast, Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers the same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a 4-generation business that began in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. The legacy continues today with many of the great grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast. Energy for today and tomorrow provided by Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Well, after the timeout, Botkins unsuccessful at getting a good shot. They lose the ball, turnover to Rushi, which has it forecourt left, up 5. Head of the circle, Dominic Francis. Left wing, York, dribbles, tries to get open for the 3. Instead goes to the mid-post to Francis. Up and under on the shot. Good defense by Kleiman. It's a no-go. Rushi could not make it. Ball hit the underneath side of the rim. Botkins away with the board. Pitts down the left side. Colton Kleiman on the arc for 3. Banked it too hard. Long rebound top. Left corner, Dosik. Triple in the air. It glances off the iron. And Rushi's got the board. Man, oh man, has Botkins cooled off since that 7-0 run at the beginning.
Yeah, it has a lot to do with the defense.
And since that point in time, 2 field goals, both by Colton Kleiman.
Yep.
Botkins about 2 for 10 or a dozen since. Here's Benjamin York. He's got an open crease to the lane outside the paint on the left. A soft 6-footer right through. Easy does it. 18-11 as Rushi widens the gap to 7 with 2:50 left in the second quarter. Boy, at this pace, Chuck, Botkins won't get to the 38 they scored in the first game.
No, they're really struggling.
Foul line, Steinke, bank shot, got it. Don't think he meant to bank it, but it was high off the backboard, hit the top of the square, and it caressed its way right down through the iron and netting. 2-pointer Steinke. Little pick and roll action by the Rushi Raiders. Nicely done. Forcher spots Francis for a deuce. Low on the left. Rushi retaliates. 20-13 Raiders. 2:13 to go. Second quarter. Deep right corner. It is Pitts. Ball rotated to top. Left side of the court against York. Top looks for Kleiman. He's open. Baseline left. On the arc to Dosik. Good look from three-point land. You can count it. Assist Kleiman, who found Dosik for a wide-open trifecta. 20-16, Rushi. 1:46 left, second quarter. Borchers on the arc. Pick and roll with Francis. Nothing going on. Ball thrown to Dominic at the mid-post. He lowers the shoulder, and it's ruled an offensive foul. Minute 38 to go, second quarter. Does that technically go down in the book as a turnover, Chuck, an offensive foul?
Not in high school.
Okay. Thanks for the clarification.
Yes. Professionally, absolutely. College, I'd have to ask. But I know in high school it does not.
1 minute, 38 seconds remaining. Period number 2. Dominic Francis is out of the game at the moment. Having checked in for Rushi is Unverfirth. Here is a dribble drive by Steinke, top of the circle, lost the ball, steps back to pick it up. He veers off into the left corner, goes to Holzkamp at the foul stripe. Deep right corner three by Mann and the freshman. It skims off the rim. Rebound below the basket by Rushi, push off against Botkins.
They almost didn't call that. The guy underneath didn't make the call.
Right. That's why you got three.
Yep, I guess it is.
And that's why
sometimes you're blocked, I guess, underneath the basket.
That's why you got two more refs doing commentating on the game with the play-by-play in color.
I've never missed one.
1:12 to go in the second quarter, 2016, in favor of Rushi. Here's Drogene deep in the left corner. Looks for Cordonier, can't find him. Caleb Underfirth on the court now for the Raiders, or at least I thought he was. Maybe not.
Yeah,
it's Cooper.
Yeah.
Cooper Underfirth had the ball, 6 foot junior, fed it to Drogene. 46 ticks on the clock, late second. Deep right corner, Cooper. High right to York. Baseline right, Borchers. Hemmed in. Hits the cutter down the lane. It's Cordonier. And he lays one in up and over the front of the ring. Two or three defenders gravitated to Borchers below the basket. Cordonier was open, and he cut to the basket. Borchers found him.
Good look, good cut.
22-16, Rushi. 22 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Midcourt, it is Dosik, far left wing, Will Monin. Here's Botkins trying a three straight away. Monin was way off the mark, short. Rebounded Rushi, driving down the floor, heading toward the basket, then passing his Borchers, who ran over a Trojan after he delivered the ball to the right corner.
I want to sit here and shake my head no.
Offensive foul, Rushi on the floor.
We saw that a couple of weeks ago. That was a flop.
4.8 remaining here in the second. Botkins has got to go the length. Down to six. 22-16. Pressure on. Eight players backcourt. Thrown to the timeline to Dosik. Oh, he lost it. Cordonier got it. And heaves a 45-footer at the buzzer. It would have counted had it gone. It hits the window. No good. And it's Botkins down. Six to Rushi at the halftime break. 22-16 in favor of the Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate.
home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Welcome back here to Bodkins on Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. 22-16, Rushi ahead of Bodkins by 6. I think the biggest lead was 7. I think it was 18-11 in favor of Rushi. It was a 4-0 start for, no, it was a 3-0 beginning by Bodkins. Then Rushi scored 4 in a row. Bodkins went ahead 7-4. Rushi answered with 4. And then from 8-7 in front, Rushi stretched it out. Turnovers have handicapped the Raiders for sure in the first two quarters. No free throw shot in the first half of this game.
None. And if you, I'll look at two things that you don't see for Rushi most. They have one offensive rebound.
Wow.
And they got 7 turnovers. They have a 13-8 rebounding advantage, though. Bodkins has 2 offensive rebounds, both Colton Plyman putbacks. Rushi has the one. Like you said, nobody shot a free throw. Individual score for the Trojans. They were led by Colton Plyman with 6. Dosik had 5. 3 from Noah Toth. 2 from James Stanky. They scored 7 and 9. 16 for the first half. Rushi led by Vince Borchers with 8. Then they got 4 each. This is typical Rushi. Ordonier, York, and Francis. And they got 2 from Schultz. I think he had the first 2 of the game. They scored 10 and 12. Lead at 22-16 at the half.
Our halftime report being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Bodkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Rushi. This is Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, I should say. The Borchers folks in Rushi are your ownership. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Bodkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Bodkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bodkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Bodkins. Building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building. building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi in the lead with six over Botkins, 22-16. First time the two clubs played, it was a four-point edge for Rushi, 26-22 at the halftime break. Similar score. Botkins, I think Chuck's got to be pleased. Down just six, having shot the ball very poorly.
They didn't shoot it well. I'll tell you what they did, though. Defensively, they really got inside and just jammed up the paint and forced Rushi to take tougher shots than they normally take. And that's the reason that they're only down six here at the half.
You limit Rushi to 22 in two quarters. You have done a sparkling job at the defensive end of the floor.
Yep.
I just waved down below to Mary Lee Smock of LaCal Equipment. Hello, Mary Lee. Thanks to LaCal so much. A founding partner, here on scoresbroadcast.com. Couldn't have gotten started in 2006 and 7 and 8 without the support from LaCal Equipment, which is a continuing sponsor today. Thanks so much to LaCal, L-A-C-A-L. They came to L.A., California, to Jackson Center in Shelby County in 1983. And for 20 years, LaCal Equipment has been a big-time sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. It was an originating sponsor. We couldn't have been conceived without the assistance from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Thanks so much. We start the third quarter. Rushi in possession. Uh-oh. Another turnover. The sloppy pass. Noah Top on the pick. He runs 50 feet for the layup.
Yeah, you spend your whole halftime setting up a play, and then you turn it over.
22-18. Rushi by four. Rushi approaching 10 turnovers on the night. Deep right corner, Braylon Cordonier for the Raiders. On top to York. Shot fake. Pulls up. Goes Cordonier right wing for a three. Good. 40% plus from behind the arc all year long. Braylon Cordonier. Picture perfect form.
Yeah.
25-18. Rushi with seven. 1 minute gone. Third quarter. Kleiman elbow in the right. Deals to Steinke. Deep right corner. Angles into the lane. Stuck his arm out. Yeah, offensive foul. That was clear cut. No doubt about it.
Well, I tell you what, Braylon getting up a little shaky. He took a good shot there.
7 minutes even left. Third period. 7-point lead in favor of the Rushi Raiders. Rushi will bring it down. York's got the honors in backcourt. Here comes Schulte to help. Six players on the negative side of the timeline. Little pressure. Botkins sends to Borchers. He works on Pitts. Spin move, midcourt, stops his dribble ahead of the key. High post, Dominic Francis on the arc, Cordonier. Left corner, Zeb Schulze, picked up at top. Zeb bounces, goes to York. Top of the circle, foul line, maneuvers down low. Steinke crammed the shot attempt by York. Could have been a foul call, wasn't, out of bounds. Below the basket to Rushi. And we've got a timeout. Raiders, who will design something here from beneath the basket, leading by 7 over Botkins, the blue and gold. 6:37 to go, third quarter, on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Raiders possession, York inbounds to Borchers. Borchers is behind the arc. Comes right back to Cordonier in the far left corner. Noah Top guards him. There's Cordonier. He's cutting toward the basket, into the lane. Weaves it back to York. Long three-point shot. Rushi short. Offensive rebound. Raiders down low. Borchers twisting, turning. Oh, he banked it in amidst traffic. Well done by Vince.
He is just a good basketball player.
He is a guard at 6'2". He's got a nose for the ball. Terrific offensive rebound and a score. Colton Plyman's got the ball, foul line. He dribbles, goes down the right lane line to the basket. Blocked away by Rushi. Raiders down the floor in a hurry. On the arc to York. The lead is 9. Near side to Cordonier. High post Francis. Might have gotten away with a walk. Stumbles into the lane. Ball is dropped. It's loose. Picked up by Dominic. 12-foot fadeaway. It is bouncing. No good. Weak side rebound by Top. Ahead to Dosik. Dosik thought about the 35-footer. Didn't pull the trigger. 27-18 Rushi. 5.5 to go, third quarter. Top at the elbow on the left. Oh, tries to make a pass that wasn't there. Wanted to hit a teammate, Dosik, on a back cut. Rushi stole it, came down the floor, and a shot is blocked in the lane. Cordonier gets the garbage off the hardwood. He cleans the court, lays it up and in. Botkins needs a timeout. Trojans are reeling. They're on their heels, down 11. 5:17 to go, third quarter, on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Cut away, Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, 15 Elm Street, is the family salon for all the adult children, the kids, mom and dad too. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. Beautiful hair, beautiful care. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Stylist Renee Mesher, Kathy Wilson, Chris Siegel. Owner Deb Gubo. Open Monday through Saturday. It is Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street. Botkins throws it away after the timeout, and then Rushi does the same up in the fourth row.
Yeah, I'm not sure who was open over there, but somebody had to be.
29-18, Rushi up 11, 4:56 left in the third quarter. 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie. Our experience, your style, we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. Back to the basket, Colton Kleiman for Botkins. Here comes the double team. Throws right corner, Tucker Holzkamp. Swish, it's a triple. Holzkamp lights it up. Big bucket for Botkins. Trojans needed that one. It's back to 8, 29-21. It was 29-18 with 4:30 left in the third. Rushi ball, forecourt right. Back to the basket, mid post for Donyer. Flips left corner, Schulte drives. Oh, what a great wraparound feed. Schulte to York for the easy bucket.
My goodness, nice play by Schulte.
That's called synergy. Oh, boy, that is called teamwork right there. Well done by the Raiders, who know each other so, so well. That was a symbol of it on that last play. Here is Botkins in the post as Colton Kleiman nearly walked, fed it to Noah Top. Here's a foul line jumper. It hits the rim, and caroms deep into the left corner. Long rebound, Rushi quickly up the floor. Cardonier tries a quick three. Not a good look. Left it short. Rebound Botkins, which couldn't hang on. Out of bounds to Rushi.
Schulte knocked it off the Botkins player's leg.
He sure did.
What a play.
31-21, Rushi. 3:32 left to go here in the third quarter. Outside the arc on the right, it's Borchers, near side, Benjamin York, twisting, turning. York tried to reach in and, or I should say Top, tried to reach in and swipe it, couldn't do it. Straight away, Schulte passes up the shot, goes to Grosjean, looks for Schulte rolling, he's not there. Now York on a weave, foul line, pitches to Grosjean. Schulte, right corner, Borchers. Borchers at the elbow on the right, 15 feet away. Throws to York, slashing to the rim. Deflection, Botkins, last touch, York. Out of bounds to Botkins.
Good thought. Too many hands in the way of the pass.
Yep, a lot of blue jerseys and white jerseys clogging the paint. Much congestion through which to throw that ball didn't work out, and it's Botkins' possession at midcourt, down to 10 with 2:52 to go third quarter. Dosik high right. How many points for Colin Dosik, Chuck?
Dosik has 5.
Here's Holzkamp at the foul stripe. Backs his way in. Powers to the basket. Throws on the arc to Dosik off a screen. Hits the rim, no good. It is a scrap for the rebound. Grosjean comes out of there with it for Rushi. Fires up the floor to Borchers. Dosik on him. Borchers bouncing at the Botkins logo. Borchers head of the key, foul line. Loops a pass low on the right to York, cutting to the basket. Another terrific pass by Borchers. Lobbed it to York. Oh, that's that togetherness at the offensive end.
You saw him make eye contact with each other, and boom, there he went.
Well done. 33-21, Rushi's biggest lead. 2:09 left in the third. Timeout, Phil Groves and the Trojans on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerrys.com.
Well, up at this stage of the game, and the first meeting between the two, Botkins was within 5 of Rushi. Right now it's a dozen. 33-21 Raiders, 2:09 to go third quarter. Botkins needs a victory to get a share of second place with Jackson Center in the Shelby County Athletic League. Here's Holzkamp below the basket, low on the left, fires in the corner to Monin. Long misfire. The board comes out the top and shoots a three, way short, barely caught iron. Rebound down to York. York tight ropes the boundary at the far end of the floor and brings it out of trouble up to Borchers. 1:40 left in the third. 12-point lead, Raiders. The weave is on for Donyer, head of the circle, and he is jumped on the play by Holzkamp, who's a bit physical and has called for the foul. Rushi has not committed one here in the third. Botkins, too. It's amazing how aggressively Rushi can play and not commit a foul in a quarter.
No free throws by either team.
An amazing stat that we relayed to you at halftime. Still none shot. Not even an active shooting situation that would award the shooter with two. Drogen, top of the circle for Rushi. Got away with a big-time walk. Francis might have two. Here's a bust-out deflection. Dosik. Dosik the other way around Drogen. He is up and in with it. Excellent play by the fine guard for Botkins. Colin Dosik, after Rushi might have gotten away with a couple walks.
They did, and Grosjean got a hand on that shot. He was strong enough to put it in anyway.
A minute to go, third quarter. Botkins needs a stop and another two-pointer to get it down to eight after 24 minutes. Francis high post. Left wing Borchers. He looks for Francis, takes it himself. Bear hugs that ball strong to the rim. Good by Borchers. 35-23, Rushi. Ball looped to Dosik, left flank. Dosik to Holzkamp. To Plyman, right corner Pitts. Has Pitts scored in this game for Botkins?
Pitts has not.
Didn't think so. Sloppy passing, steal, Rushi. Two-on-two break. York into the lane, off balance, missed it, no good. Weak side rebound, Plyman of Botkins. Rushi missed a chance there. Could have gone to 14. 20 seconds to go in the third, 12-point game. 35-23 Raiders. Dosik at the timeline. On the dribble, Botkins will settle for one. Dosik with an opening. Pulls up, mid-range, 15-foot floater. Good by Dosik. 3 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Cordonier over midcourt, running and shooting. 30-footer, shy of the mark, no good. 35-25, Rushi by 10 after 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERSInc.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Oh, we are now your new community go-to store. We are Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie. We've gone local. We found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. So we've got Weaver Brothers eggs and cheeses, Mahaffey pies, Winner's meats, Hunt Brothers pizza, and more. Sample our hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop. You'll like our new station that serves up piping hot coffee and a greater variety of soft drinks than ever. Stop by today, see all the new items as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, formerly Wagner's, locally owned and operated. Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. It is really a neat place to shop for good food. Zip in, zip out, get what you want. Much variety at Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. Up after the timeout, Rushi off and running. zipping into the lane. Braylon Cordonier fouled the act of shooting, and guess what? A couple of free throws, the first of this game. Cordonier, a very good free throw shooter, well over 70%, drains a pair, and it's 37-25, the lead a dozen. That's the biggest in this game for Rushi. Previous high water mark have been 29-18. Colton Plyman below the foul stripe. On a weave to Steinke. The left-hander's guarded by Schulte. Steinke dribbling. Looking for help. Oh, good hedge out high by the Raiders. Colton Plyman 10 feet away outside the lane of the left. Wild off-balance shot. Hits the glass. Way up off the glass. The rebound is pinballed around. Right back in the hands of Plyman, who gets two.
Good effort.
Yep, he stayed with it. Persistence by Colton Plyman, 37-27. 10-point game, Raiders, 6:50 left to go, fourth quarter. York straight on. Pitches a pass near side to Borchers. He romps down the left side of the lane to Schulte. Into Cordonier, back to the basket to Schulte. Thought about the three, didn't let it go. Instead, went to York. York fakes left, goes right, now to Jackson Grojean. He's being hounded on the play by Dosik. Dribble drive in the paint, common foul, Botkins. 6:31 left in the fourth, 10-point lead, Rushi Raiders. Barker Insurance, serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business. It's earned a stellar reputation, second to none, for many years. Barker's been one of the most valued agencies in the area, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. At Barker, will customize a plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Stop by Barker Insurance or call 937-492-1857. 492-1857. Barker can help you with your insurance needs. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Here's Rushi working the glass down inside. Shot by Cordonier, no good. Rebound Cordonier, missed it. Stick back is in. And guess who's Johnny on the spot? Vince Borchers. 39-27, 12-point cushion, Rushi. 6:04 to go in the game. Dosik's got the ball, picks up his dribble. He's in some hot water, deals it to Pitts. Pitts roaming top of the key. Throws to Steinke left corner. Cordonier picks him up. Steinke wants to drive. Ducks in, might have dragged the pivot foot. Ball knocked away. Steinke gets it back. Dominic Francis comes out to over guard and forces Steinke to step on the sideline.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, a lot of times you'll see two, three guys. Every one of these kids play incredible man-to-man defense for Rushi, all of them. I think if they didn't, they'd be sitting over there with Coach Cordonier.
I hope they have pleasant dreams at night playing man-to-man defense.
Hey, if you're not the one having it played against you yet, you sleep well.
5 minutes, 38 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Rushi ahead by 12. Borchers at midcourt, picked up by Pitts, near side to York. York fakes left, goes right, stops 15 feet away. Now Cordonier, now Grojean on the arc. Jackson stops his dribble, back to Cordonier. Ball being worked in three-point territory. Now Borchers has a little bit of an avenue. He squeezes down the lane, forces one up off the underneath side of the rim, and the rebound squirts out to where a Raider gathers 30 feet away. Rushi timeout. 5:09 to go. Raiders up 12 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Rushi Raiders with a working margin of 12, 39-27. Raiders up a dozen. We near the five-minute mark, fourth quarter. Rushi trying to extend the win streak to 20-0. Here's the ball thrown to the post, then to Grojean on the arc. He goes airborne on a three. It's off the ring. Rebounded by Botkins. Dosik sprints down the floor into the lane. Pitches way back out on the arc to top. Top on the bounce. Open man low on the right is Colton Kleiman. He drops into the lane and banks it in. Good game for Colton.
Absolutely.
39-29. 10-point lead, Rushi. Here's Cordonier. Dribble drive down the lane all the way to the hoop. Late feed on the play to Schulte. He's cracked from behind while going up for the shot. Again, Dosik in pitch. The two Botkins guards, Chuck, they're averaging about 26 a game between them. What do they have tonight?
Well, Dosik has 9. Pitts has not scored.
9 points between them tonight. 17 below their points per game average together. The free throw by Schulte of Rushi is in and out. It's no good. A respite for Colton Kleiman of the Trojans. Tucker Holzkamp back in. Holzkamp, Steike, top. Dosik also in now for the Botkins Trojans is 14. And that's Braden Welsh gets a look. Welsh on the floor. Both free throws no good by Rushi. Quick long three ball. Steinke left available. And he cans it for Botkins. Steal Trojans. Dosik left corner. Dribble drive to the rack. Got it for two. How about that? 5 quick ones by Botkins in a matter of 5 seconds. And we got a 39-34 game. 7 straight by the Trojans. 4 minutes to go. 1 minute ago, Rushi was up 12. Now it's 5. Top of the circle, Benjamin York. He's doubled. He loops the pass baseline right to Schulte. Schulte, he's double-teamed. Now to Grojean on the arc. Big possession here. Botkins in striking range. 3:42 left, fourth quarter. Midcourt with the ball. Borchers to Rushi. Fakes left, goes right behind the back against Holzkamp. Meets resistance. Here comes the sandwich. He gets rid of it out to Cordonier. Cordonier guarded by Steinke. The weave is on. Here's Jackson Grojean, who fakes left, goes right. Oh, cutting to the rim from the left corner is York. He benefits from the bounce pass delivered to him by Grojean. Layup by York is in. It's a beautiful play. Rushi worked long and hard for it and got it. 41-34 Raiders. 3:06 to go, fourth quarter. Top, 25 feet out, top at the foul line. Backs his man down, leans in, and rims the 7-footer. Got the board back, threw it to Dosik on the arc for 3. It's short, below the basket, Steinke. Back to Dosik, 3 more. No, long rebound, Grojean. Colin Dosik with some good looks.
Yeah.
He was challenged late, had opportunities. Here's Borchers, dribble drive down the lane, staggered. Might have walked. There was contact. Rebound. Jump ball. Arrow. Who gets it? Raiders possession with 2:40 remaining. And Rushi up 41-34. Botkins had at least 2, maybe 3 shots from behind the arc to cut it to 4.
Oh, that second one by Dosi. He's going to make that more often than he doesn't. He was wide open.
Ball lobbed to Cordonier in the lane. Cordonier leaps to catch the pass from out of bounds. He doesn't shoot it. Instead, he lobs it right back to Dominic Francis for the flush, the dunk. What a play. Well timed below the rim. We talked about Rushi's adeptness in the pregame on out-of-bounds plays. Dribble drives Dosik. Rebound Botkins. Players hammered. Foul Rushi. 9-point game, 43-34. Raiders ahead by 9, 2:20 left. Botkins hanging tough, making it interesting.
This will be Botkins' first 2 free throws of the evening.
by this point in time in the first meeting between the two, Rushi had pulled ahead and was in front with 15, one up at 19. 9-point game. Steinke cannot capitalize on the first of two, though, at the charity stripe. The lead for Rushi still 9. 2:20 left to go, fourth quarter. Welsh was on the floor briefly for Botkins. Oh, Steinke couldn't cash in on either one. Rebound popped in the air. Rushi's got it. It is Borchers in backcourt timeout called by the Rushi Raiders, who lead the 9 with 2:14 remaining in the fourth quarter. A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Rushi. Got its unique brand going way back in 1986. Today, A&M Pallet serves 200 businesses across the Buckeye State, 60 of them less than 75 miles away. These regional customers and their employees benefit from A&M and its support for our local schools. A&M Pallet, pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer us a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise our families. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level jobs available on shift number 1, Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093, 295-3093, A&M Pallet, A&M affordably manufactured in Rushi. We say hello once again to Joyce McLean in Windermere, Florida, a Rushi High School grad. A lot of the fans in the stands here at the Botkins Gym tonight from Rushi know Joyce, and they said give her a shout-out. And that's shout-out number 2 to Joyce McLean down in Windermere, Florida, who's going to get 87 degrees.
I was going to say, Joyce, do you have your windows open? I'm jealous.
It's coming soon, mid-80s in Florida. Here is Rushi inbounding down the floor. They hurry up and cough up the ball. Error, Raiders. Trojans have it. Down 9. Dribble drive, Dosik through the lane. A great left-handed scooper-duper to the basket. Motoring hard. Dosik, athletic play. 2-pointer for Dosik. Here's York up the floor for Rushi, which leads by 7. He finds Dominic Francis low in the right. Reverse layup is good around Tucker Holzkamp. So Francis counters for the Raiders. Lead swells back to 9. Botkins have trimmed it to 7. Here's Dosik. Here's Steinke. High left. 1:30 to go. Into the post to Holzkamp. He dropped it. Fed it on the arc to Steinke. And head coach Phil Groves gets a timeout. 1:26 to go. 9-point game. 45-36 Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
It is a 9-point contest. Rushi in front, 45-36 over Botkins. 86 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Botkins possession. Ball being inbounded by the Trojans. Noah Top throws it in to Pitts. Far right wing to Top. Top open look, three-pointer. He didn't catch the rim. Rushi got the rebound. No, Botkins got it. Threw it to midcourt. Out of bounds. No one there. Rushi possession.
Boy, that was a good look, but he was awfully deep.
If Noah Top made one right out of the chute early first quarter. And he's been dry from long range ever since.
Yeah.
Steinke in, Holzkamp out for Botkins. Noah Top to the bench. We got Monin, freshman, real good three-point shooter out there for Botkins. Welsh is added to the 5. Eventually, Botkins will have to foul. They've committed 4. Rushi will shoot. When Botkins commits one, here's York, top of the circle, down the lane, inside to Schulte. Doesn't look at the basket. Instead goes to Grojean, 30 feet away. And it's cat and mouse now for Rushi. They know Botkins will foul eventually. double team on Borchers. Throws to Schulte. They work a triangle between center court, top of the key. Grosjean splits a couple defenders down the lane. Hand off to Schulte. Left-hand layup. Hangs on the rim forever. No good. Wow. Rebound of Amon and Abadkins. Ahead to Welch. To Dosic. Dosic tripped inside the arc. Second foul on Rushi. It's non-shooting. Dominic Francis back on the court for the Raiders. 35 seconds to go. 45-36 in favor of the Rushi Raiders, who beat Botkins first time around with a great fourth quarter, 57-38. Botkins 2 points from getting to that total here tonight. Here's Dosic. Left corner, took the inbounds pass, nowhere to go, out of real estate. The double team came, and he stepped out of bounds. That's what Rushi will do to you. You'll think the floor is 95 or 96 feet long. It's only 94, and eventually Rushi suffocates you. You got nowhere to go. You try to squeeze an extra few inches into the floor, and the official spots your step on the line. 28 seconds to go in the game. Rushi racing up the floor. It's Borchers. Stops, head of the key. Spin move. Out of trouble to Cordonier. Ball thrown low on the left to Grosjean. Grosjean shot fake. Ducks under. Wide open. Yes for two. Rushi spread the floor. Botkins was double teaming left and right. Grosjean got the gimme. Dosic out of control down the lane. Shot blocked. Loose left corner. Pitch grabs it deep, but he bounces it on the line as well. And it goes back to the Raiders. Two miscues in a row by Botkins in virtually the same part of the floor. Grosjean got the last gimme for the Raiders, who hold the ball the final 5 seconds. And that's it. Rushi delivers a 47-36 win over the Botkins Trojans. It was closer than it was first time around. First meeting between the two, it was 57-38. Rushi here tonight, 47-36. Raiders limiting Botkins to 74 combined points in the two games played this year between the two clubs. Rushi got the last field goal in a four-corner style offensive set as Botkins was running after defenders, double-teaming every place possible. Jackson Grosjean was finally left open. He got the gimme. Botkins turned it over, and Rushi held the ball. And both teams watched the clock tick down. Botkins was down by as many as 12 just very briefly in this game at 39-27 with 5 minutes left. And Rushi winds up winning by 11, 47-36. Botkins got it to four there briefly, Chuck, at 39-34. Botkins trimmed it to, my math is wrong, got it to five.
I was going to say, that's five.
Yep. Botkins got it to five at 39-34. Dosic missed a couple good looks. Noah Topf couldn't find the range after the first quarter. Rushi's defense will hang a spell on you, that's for sure. You don't have a good shooting night when you go up against the Rushi Raiders, and the Botkins Trojans didn't shoot it very well here this evening. And Rushi now, by way of record, advances to 20-0 on the year. With a couple games remaining, Fort Loramie and Marion Local next weekend, both at home for the Rushi Raiders. Botkins Trojans are now 14-5 overall, 7-4 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Botkins is here tomorrow night with Lima Shawnee, which beat Lima Senior recently. Shawnee is very, very good. And Shawnee will give Botkins all at once and then some tomorrow night. Botkins closes out next weekend at Houston on Friday, home with New Knoxville on Saturday. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool is in big demand. We will grind your first 10 tools free. We offer tool sharpening, recoating, special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We're always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level positions. contact us online at OReillyMTS.com. That's O'Reilly, O-R-E-I-L-L-Y, MTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services, pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports right here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Botkins won the JV tilt. Rushi prevails in the varsity game 47-36 to go to 20-0. And Rushi pretty much followed its recipe for success tonight, as it has all year. A few too many turnovers. Botkins, stiff opposition for Rushi. Three quarters in the first meeting and four pretty well-played periods by Botkins against Rushi tonight.
Well, this was good for Rushi to have a game like this.
Yep.
And give Botkins credit. Boy, they took the number one team in the state, and they had it down to five and a chance.
Yep.
And just couldn't get that basket to get them over the hump.
Yeah, a B for Botkins, a B for Battled. Botkins battled hard right down to the very end. Both teams played extremely hard tonight. It was physical often, and it was simply a case of Rushi propelling itself to a little bit of a gap there in the second quarter. Raiders had to work hard to stretch it out in the second half. Got it to 12. At one point, Botkins got within 5, and it winds up 11. Chuck, let's take a look at the scoring.
Well, rebounding, Rushi out-rebounded them 29-18. That was a problem. Individual scoring for the Trojans, they were led by Colin Dosick with 13 and Colton Blyman with 10. Pitts didn't score. That's not good for them. On the other side, three in double figures. They had Borchers with 14, Cordania with 11, York with 10, and then Francis had 8. Mike Clancy's player of the game for the Trojans is going to be Colton Blyman. And on the Rushi side, I'm going to go with Vince Borchers.
This segment of our broadcast presented to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Hey, golfers.
Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Up the Rushi Raiders tonight scored the first four. Bodkins answered with seven. Raiders came back with four more to take an 8-7 lead. And Rushi was never headed after that, although Bodkins battled hard. The Trojans, with a little run in the second quarter, had fallen down by as many as eight, I believe. Cut it to six at the break. Rushi pushed it to 11 halfway through the third. The lead swelled to 12 in favor of Rushi. With about 5 minutes left in the game, Bodkins got it down to five at one point. I don't think it got any closer than that. It did get to five. Rushi, as it does now for the 20th time, is mighty strong defensively. Bodkins just couldn't crack the Raiders' defense for enough points to win this game. And Rushi goes to 20-0 on the year.
Well, I'll tell you what, both teams played outstanding defense tonight. It was fun to watch. It was not two teams that can't score. It was two teams that were contested on everything they did.
And you know what, Chuck? This goes down as a loss for Bodkins. But in the RPI, it really shouldn't hurt them one iota.
It shouldn't, but it will. And you know, they started the game with Francis blocked the first two shots of the game. He had four blocks in the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of set the tone for Bodkins not really wanting to go inside that much. Now, Playman had a terrific game, rebounding, scoring inside against them. They just needed a little more help.
Yeah, Bodkins worked really hard to try to find the open man. Two players were shading Dosik all night. Again, it's like Rushi's got six or seven blue shirts out there. You think you're going to find somebody open, and you work the ball around for 30, 45 seconds, and you don't.
Yep.
11-point win by the Raiders. Dreaming of owning a home in Ohio? Well, with F&M's Ohio Home Buyer Plus Savings Account, that dream is closer than you think. An incredible 7.5% interest rate designed to help hardworking Ohioans. The F&M Bank Home Buyer Account makes saving for your future easier than ever. Visit your local F&M Bank location, Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or Urbana. Ask about the Home Buyer Plus Savings Account. Ohioans, your dream home awaits. Visit fmbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. fmbank.com. Tomorrow we are at Marion Local. Fort Loramie girls tackle the Flyers. Fort Loramie without Maddie Chateau defeated Rushi in a game we covered last night. Final tally 39-34 in OT. It's going to be a real tough task tomorrow at Marion Local, which beat Rushi earlier in the week at Rushi by six. We've got coverage tomorrow at some point around 3 o'clock. Bryant Billing and I from Maria Stein, the Flyers gym. It is a late start. Boys middle school games earlier in the day at Marion Local. JV girls start, I believe, at 2:30. Varsity start at 3:45 or 4. And we are on the air on scoresbroadcast.com right around 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon for the game between the Fort Loramie girls and Marion Local. Then on Tuesday night, we're at Lehman The Lehman Catholic Cavaliers play host to the Dayton Northridge Polar Bears, and they can have that polar bear weather. Leave it down in Dayton. Thanks to our online audience tonight here on Scores Broadcast. It was great. Big crowd joined us. Thanks to Jeff Bray, who tuned in from down in South Carolina. He's going to huff and puff and blow some warm air up our direction.
Come on, Jeff.
Thanks to Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying so long from Botkins. Final score, Rushi Raiders now 20-0 after beating Botkins tonight 47-36.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with Lacow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-com. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.